Making Monetary Magic.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We have that Fed meeting that starts today. There's some government help for car makers thinking green. And why go solo for solar when you can pony up and pile on the panels? Partly cloudy over the markets right now. Let's ask, where's Wall Street? And I do mean partly cloudy. Mixed at this hour. As a matter of fact, right now, the S&P up just barely about a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ flat, as is the Dow. European shares are mostly higher right now. Markets fell in Asia today. Julie Neiman is analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us live from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So we have this Federal Reserve meeting, the talking monetary policy today and tomorrow. Let's be honest here, Julie. No one's expecting much from these meetings, but the Fed's been pouring all this money into the economy, and that's fueled fears of inflation. What is it that has to happen for the Fed to actually change course?
Well, bottom line, the Fed doesn't and won't take away that liquidity punch bowl because the bond vigilantes, who are on the bond market, of course, are saying the Fed stimulus does need to stay a bit longer before they perform that never-before miracle, turn all the policy on a dime, hike rates up, mop up the liquidity, and prevent inflation, all before Ben has breakfast some fine day. But right now, the economic data is still so bad that liquidity, the Fed punch bowl, has to stay here a while longer. So that's going to be the key thing. Inflationary forces could be at work here. But if you take a look at where all the money is going, it's going to the banks, and the banks aren't lending. So that in and of itself is not inflationary.
And we're expecting existing home sales numbers in just a few minutes, Julie, very quickly. What if anything, is giving someone some hope if they're trying to sell their house today?
Well, it's good news and bad news. The good news is that there are some houses moving simply because the prices are so good right now and there are a lot of cash buyers available out there. But there really is less here than meets the eye. It's because prices have gone so low in certain areas that motivated cash buyers can get out there and really still get good bargains. And interest rates have not risen to a really high level yet, higher than they were last month, but it's not enough to kill off a housing resurrection at this point, at least in the distressed houses, the used housing market.
So there is some hope out there.
There's a little bit of hope, a glimmer. Right.
Julie Neiman, thanks for joining us from St. Louis this morning. We appreciate it. All right, let's switch gears to cars. In mere moments, we're going to hear from the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, who's set to announce the first recipients of a $25 billion program to make cars more energy efficient. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from New York. Morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
So where's the money coming from?
Well, this is going to come from a $25 billion government program that Congress passed back in December of 2007, but has taken a little while to get off the ground. It's supposed to help automakers retool their factories to make newer, more energy efficient cars. And companies that get these loans have to use them to make cars that are at least 25% more fuel efficient than the ones they're replacing.
And who's getting the money, Jeremy?
Well, the expectation right now is it'll be Ford, which is based in Dearborn, where the energy secretary is going to be speaking shortly. Mm-hmm. Also, the Silicon Valley-based electric car maker Tesla is supposed to get some of this, and the Japanese automaker Nissan, which would likely use the money to revamp a plant outside Nashville to make a new electric car.
But you say nothing about GM or Chrysler, huh?
Well, you have to be a financially viable company to get the money, and right now it seems they do not fit that description.
All right, Jeremy Hobson joining us from our bureau in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
We do appreciate it. Today, MySpace said it's cutting 300 positions in its global workforce. It's also closing four offices outside of the United States as it tries to weather competition from other social networking sites. The U.S. Justice Department may nix its legal case seeking the Swiss bank UBS to divulge names. Uncle Sam originally wanted information on more than 50,000 wealthy American clients suspected of offshore tax evasion. But today's New York Times says the government may drop it.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
A lot of Americans want to bring their electric bills down, and solar energy is one way to do that. But for many homeowners, it's still too expensive to install a system. One group is trying to bring that cost down by encouraging American neighborhoods to pool their money together to buy panels in bulk. From San Francisco, Lisa Desai reports.
Mike Friedman and Damian Bradley are getting ready for a dinner party.
right.
We use a lot of electricity. I am a big fan of kitchen electrics.
But they aren't worried about their power bill because that blender they're using is running on solar. The couple decided to buy panels when they found out about one block off the grid.
Hey, how are you?
The group goes door to door around neighborhoods, and once they've signed up 100 homes, they use that as leveraging power to bargain with solar installers. That process lowered Mike and Damien's cost to $15,000, saving them a total of $6,000.
I think we wouldn't have done it otherwise. There would have been that sort of just that much additional money that I didn't quite have or couldn't put my hands on.
Americans can get their hands on solar panels for a lot less this year. Panel prices have dropped up to 40%. There's too many on the market and not enough people buying them because of the recession. And there's a new 30% tax credit for homeowners who go solar.
This is our Sunnyvale warehouse in the
Christopher Macy's is the sales manager of an installation company. He says the problem is that most homeowners don't understand the solar industry enough to bargain themselves.
A lot of folks don't feel necessarily comfortable that what they're hearing is a straight shot. They just want to know they're making the right choice and if that is a good deal or not.
That's where One Block Off the Grid steps in. They teach the basics of solar through emails, tutorials, even personal phone calls. Here in the Bay Area, they've accounted for a quarter of solar installations and signed up 2,300 homeowners looking to save some money.
That's still not enough to make a huge dent.
Dave Lorenz is the founder of One Block Off the Grid.
We have to go even bigger than that. We need to create this sort of tipping point and understanding that solar can be cost effective.
Right now, they're trying to do just that in New Orleans and Denver. If they're successful in those cities, they hope to help Americans go solar all over the country. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Desai for Marketplace.
By the way, grocer Kroger's first quarter profits shot up nearly 13% as a lot of people are staying home and eating. Hungry for more information? Check out our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.